I found the personal thing very strange. I found it odd to be asked to lots of things I'd gone to as a, you know, when I'd been a kindergarten mum or been on a kindergarten committee, or suddenly to go back in a different capacity was very nice, but very strange, because I always felt I ought to be out in the kitchen doing all those sort of things. I learned to drink my tea black and my coffee black because I couldn't stand people running around putting stuff in. And I found people had realised the role had changed, but were very supportive. Nobody, not like in government days when you said that you wanted to have a time with the children. People weren't very interested in government days. They wanted you there for themselves. They didn't care about your family or your life. And in local government, they did. They understood we were a family and a close family, and that the kids were there. The kids came to a lot of things with us. They still remember that, and they remember that bit probably as sometimes being a bit of a nuisance. I mean, I don't think any of them particularly want to go to a local show again or a local footy team again. And that was, of course, continued through government days. My children probably won't stand for local council or be politicians, I don't think. And yet they understood the vision involved, and they're all still very interested. You know, they still play football locally and do all those things. But as far as wanting to take office, that's still something they're not terribly interested in.
And did you get invited to a lot of openings and that as the lady?
Yes, I got invited to quite a few things, which I thought was very... And I often got asked, one of the things I found the hardest on the telephone were people who ring, you know, you never had another meal without the phone ever ringing, as any local councillor will tell you. But I found it very hard when people asked me, which I learned they were going to do for a long time after that, what does Barry think? And I used to say, look, I'm married to him, but I don't know what he thinks. I think one thing, he thinks one thing. You're not interested in what I think, so, you know, I'd better get him to ring you back. And people on the whole wanted an instant answer. I think shortly after became mayor, one of the local farmers, and I thought this was one of the funniest things, the phone rang about 6 a.m. and a man had pigs in his paddock and he wanted Barry to go and help him move the pigs. And he went. And I thought, oh, this is not quite what I thought would happen, but it was an interesting... and it made you realise how local was, which was very different from federal. I think at local government you learn all the politics. I think by the time you get to federal government you know them. I learnt that I didn't want to talk on being the mayoress, because I was that, just because it was an accident. I was interested to talk about kindergartens or those, but mostly in those days they just wanted you there. And I believed it was our job to be there. The only thing I think we both backed at was receiving debs, which I think was the first thing we were asked. I'd have to say in total contrast to government days, because it was one of the most successful functions a federal politician can go to, because everybody turns up. And you know, it's a very much of, but it's a different thing. At local government, you're not about votes nearly as much, I don't think, and at federal government, you are. But you realise nobody's going to change your vote whether you turn up or not. At local government, I think you had a responsibility to turn up. People wanted you at a local function, and we tried very hard to meet those as much as possible. And I think because we'd both been involved in all our school and kindergarten, and I used to find it funny when they asked me to open the local school FAC. Now, I think there's a photo where I'm actually taken with an apron on because I'd have to rush out of the kitchen to do it. So I think they were one of the things that perhaps doesn't happen anymore, because it's much more formal. You know, you drive up in the car, and where I used to practically drive up in my old bomb. But in a way, I think it was a nice way to do it, because you were very much part of the community constantly. And you didn't lose that. And yet, by the time the next election came, you realised if people are voting, fear can do a lot of damage, and I think that's really what happened the next year. I think people were very frightened, and they were like, change, that's the other thing. Certainly I don't remember any nastinesses after. You'd lost the election and that was that, and we got on to our next step. And by then I think Barry had already been approached to stand for government, so the next step fell into place, really. It was never seen as a planned thing, which people always assumed. It was just one of those accidents that you're in the right place at the right time. Certainly never made me decide I wanted to stand for local government. I was very supportive of lots of women who did. It made me realise women are very obvious candidates for local government. It's a very good way to get a political training, to learn a lot. And I think Jan Bateman's a classic example of that. And I've certainly seen Jan grow from those days to today with a lot of admiration. Yeah, I think that's probably about all.